sa kumbula tuwi kanta na turang na marama garbo na wanyelawa na buno libungo New Zealand libungo Sibi na ba City libungo Wellington na Wellington Access Radio 27.2 FM o kumbula tuwi kanta na turang na marama garbo na wanyelawa na sa netin ng bani nung tumanwa kanta sa may buhay tugtug na buno libungo Wellington imbula minaka sa kumbula tugani na sa tali na sa imbula na sa inganga ni wani turang at Jesus Kristo kaunita ka na bosi ni Kalou na narawan ni Kua na biba ungeti na biba tumbiri kibig kanda na singa ni Nay na kinimbulan ni Tabutu na kinimbulan ni Tao na tukumule vale sa nabarong tumay mo ni Dakalaka sa nabarong tumay na loman ni Motuka kung mga warungo kinamataka ni singa ni Nay sa anong itabi mo wikin na magitukubig kanda na mataka ni singa ni Kua na Wellington Access Radio na 27.2 FM na singa minaka ni Kua au nitaka nina kauti kendaru na kalau kini ndota lele bolo di bingrami ena singa ni Nay lagu tu mega mai ni selandi wangito si mangande si mai dagadaka si mai wuli si usah mai leoni bulu tu de tu ena bono ngo ni selandi kama kai tu na bulu ali ngo Wellington au sa ba mbule tu ni weekend ena singa bina ni kwa na sana raba raba ko lo mai kini ena singa bina ni kwa ba mai la umbeka na ka ndobe mbua si madwata mai ba Matakira o kadabu na maibiti Tailevu, rewa, serwa o na mosi Sikande mula labi unanronga matakira mosa Na sana labu kalonga maikina Au sa mwambule tukani Ena singa mina nikua Ena yaga tali ni wani turang o Jesus Christo
Amen ni Vastal sa wana turang na singa mina kanikua Praise the Lord the chakra mana maipina kasalivu Amen ni Greetings to those of you that have joined us this morning Maybe you have followed us through our Facebook page And we would like to say greetings all the way from here, Four Shores, at the FDB ground. And we would like to say thank you for taking the time to join us. We would like to acknowledge you, Foreign Zone, as well as Island. I believe you are rostered for your mission Sunday for this particular Sunday. We take this time to say thank you. I believe you're either meeting with your zones all the way from New Zealand, Australia, American continent, for those of you logging in from Santa Rosa, Bulawinaka, and also to the Europe. I believe it's your Saturday evening, as well as for America as well. Not forgetting one Watu, and also greetings to the virtual zone scattered all around, and you're tuning in from each country that you're in. We would like to stand today to say thank you for joining us. Today we have been blessed. We have a few divisions from the central, as well as the eastern division that comes all the way from Nayabu and Wainimbuka, and not forgetting Korobau. Let us greet and also acknowledge the eastern division that are here with us to join us for the service. The rest of the divisions are actually from here in the central, which is Suva, and in the afternoon we also will be back here at 2:30, but minus or not with the Eastern Division. And we would like to say thank you for joining us this morning. We can meet along the Sugalotu, Kemani Bakarovitana Nomini Worship Centers, so we can Lotchimo Matabu Valley, Western Vatican and Northern Divisions. We stand today to say thank you and say greetings. And Auntie Ili for the group of yesterday. Thank you. See you again next week. And thank you to all of you. I believe for Auntie Rossi. All the way out there in Sangani, we would like to acknowledge and also welcome you from here because your zone has just been issued during the item. And Talangase Rasse, and I believe the Rasse family are there in the Sangani village today. We would like to acknowledge because we believe you will be tuning in as well. Thank you. And also to those of you that are here, maybe you're sitting in the midst of everybody. Today, why we have moved from the gymnasium, the melodic and for sure, but it is so vacant. The Kokenda Semberini vaccinated. Amen. And if you're here, we welcome you, the unvaccinated, and also for the first jabs only. But at the gymnasium, the locality, fully vaccinated. So that is why we move the service to the foreshore so you can come and also worship with us. And let us welcome the unvaccinated today and also only those on the first jab that were not able to join us in the previous. Services at the gymnasium. Nikota langa weba kambula weekend. So weekend sell ni loni loti. Loni loti weekend. Mrs. Yep. Tukana, I believe you are here with your daughter. So weekend and the sang ni loti new Methodist. Either you're sitting from this end or right to the other end. Kerunduri nikua to save you. For the time taken to come and join us. And not only that, for the heart that you have to come and worship.
worship God with us here at the Fourth Shore. So if you do not belong to New Methodist and you're here with us at the Fourth Shore, we stand today to say thank you and welcome to the New Methodist Christian Fellowship scheduled service at the Fourth Shore this morning. And this goes as well to those of you that are logging in, but you do not attend New Methodist, nor do you belong to the church. We stand today to welcome you and thank you for following us. And thank you for being part of the service every Sunday. And on a request, I love it to my TV and the Mada Sawati, Kavakabota weekend and the Vakarong to many Kunavali babies, Kimanis and the Chin to make it in a program. We are so blessed and we are so humbled that you acknowledge the you know, the services and all the things happening through my TV. And I would say today that we are so humbled with the opportunity given for you to choose my TV to be the provider for the word of God to your life, not only on Sunday, but every day. So we stand today to say thank you. I speak on behalf of my TV and Stanley Simpson to acknowledge that request that has officially come through my TV. Regardless, maximum maybe juvenile, or maybe some of you people just waiting for your cases to come through. We can tell you've given up on life. You say to yourself, how did I do this? Why did I do this? You've never forgiven yourself. But this morning we would like to invite you to also encourage you. Our God is a God of second chance. Regardless of what you have done, regardless of those moments of your life that you want to give up on, we would like to encourage you today. Hey, don't give up on life yet. Grab the hem of his garment and tell him that he is your God and he is here to restore you. He's going to love you for the way you are. That you're an outcast. So we can make No, your God is closer to you than the clothes you wear. Grab him and tell him that you love him and forgive yourself and come forward before God. And maybe you're listening to me today as I speak, acknowledging the prisoners, the Holy Spirit is burning me for the victims. Amen. So we can end on a okay, well deserved. Now I can find closure to my case because, you know, it's taken to task. Yes, everybody will feel that way. Maybe if it happened to me, I might feel that way as well. But today, we would like to stand on behalf of those prisoners who have offended you in any way, who have a sort of leave a scar and hurt you. The pain that they have done, it's so hard for you to forgive. We stand today to seek your forgiveness on their behalf. And please, allow the Lord to give you solace and good closure, and also allow the Lord to give that heart of forgiveness so we can give them another chance. So we stand today to say thank you for joining us. And also we came in and dami tukana bimwa linimbula to bimate sakame kwa kubuni wae sasanga ni rawa. So we can just log linimbula, you actually logging in. I've been receiving a lot of prayer requests on sickness, and that is why I don't want to forget the prayer request every day, every Sunday as we stand. We don't want to walk past that moment. Yes, we can be excited talking about God's goodness, but I'm always reminded there are people out there with ailments and crying, not knowing how many days do you have left. Kidney problem percentage keep on falling. Dialysis keep on increases. Costs keep on going up. A lot of things that you say to yourself, you may not live longer than the way you have planned or even dreamt. So today we would like to also acknowledge and welcome you. We want to bula zawe kon dawe chiko kene nikuwa. Kako niko bakatara na mati ko chiko ngoriviko. Meme ko telebe na nomo bula ni bangbota. Marota kana nomo kalo. Marota kana nomo turang. Wangara into na maro. Find a joy in your heart and serve him with gladness. He will give your heart's desire. And today, whatever sickness you may be suffering, tell the sickness to leave you. And today, whatever things and struggles that you're going through, maybe, yeah, the doctor's doing their job. They're giving you the exact factual report of the sickness that you're suffering. But you hear the facts, you believe in God. You hear the facts, you have faith in God. And have faith that you're going to be healed, and you will be healed completely. I'll give this time to Ngaselebu. Hallelujah.
Pekin na pagiti ko bikin na turangan na marama thorbo ng unelewa na sa na tinigabani ng dobanua. And the sir sir tumay na television may kandabu at tumay viti at tulaw. Bigam do may lawi zaga do malombula. Napagalibo na sa matigmay. Kamdo may namukay lao may kambara may mode may komo may watongon yata may wato may ono ilaw fulang na patakiwang yan nimbula binaka may lakemba may didiya wanombala mango katafangal tuda nimbula binaka na sa matakanisang ninday may na SS Amuala may tutoya watalaki na may nungu yan nivasu namuka may matuku nimbula binaka watalaki na may muala nimbula binaka siya nimbula may wanobatu watalaki na may kandabu may zake ono kotso musargira nimbula binaka ito yaso mamalabu nimbula binaka kamdo may nasoso may nabiti kamatalaki na kamdo may alombi may waya darong atatuko na tuko niyalo nikuwa dapaka binabinaka tikuwa na turanga hena singa binaka nikuwa. We were just claiming that the Asawa will become a region. Darong atatuko na tuko na tuko niyalo may ingaswe na nakaya tusa na katiko hemeni na kago tusa naka. The things that you confess you'll soon possess.
Amen.
Hemeni na kago baga tusa nandun na singa na tomba lima iweko
malitadaba.
We walk by faith not by sight. Wala mula tal the weekend na turangan na marama darbo nung nilawa na kalaba obisa we stay sen ito doko ni obisa we lori to doko ni obisa nimbula minaga nindong siya matikumay sanga nimbula labi weekend ni na kalaba matay walu dalay na mbuwa may dalay na maka may wayabi may lotoka kapature kukamay lambasa nimbula minaka we kemba kede ni matay walu nimbula minaka we kemba doon na vendel ni nukumay senay nimbula minaka may siria na vendelana nimbula minaka ena singa minay nikwa nero itabi may karobaka mula tiko weekend hena singa binaya ni kwa seta lani ngule labi wikenda na leo imiti ni lakabangi toba lakalaka wangande magabuli seke munisa leo ni tunde leo ni bulo tunde ya bulo ni tikukina kima mshaba kambule tukai na foswa totoka tulandraki tombo suwa wakalindi marabu lalura itu na isa sokolami wangina kitali nga embasi kalibumai ombega hiri awa wakatalaki henu de tambongo hena mayas mataka nisika ni nainda baka bina bina kapaka leo wana kalu baka suso mandabu ala turanga kabi kwa ya toka esamu kwa zi ngubatu kuna lange free kwa reza tura matali singa singa ni saumi emeni yuko somo na liwa liwa yuko somo na wai yu na kalu somo raka tumai uga mailo malangi kina matali singa meri liwi saumi na ngawla ni yata babata kinoa kina lange rao li nguba usama lima li nguba talingua singa bagandua ni bau stail na lange sulia na kalu na singa binangani kwa kabi kenda ni voltamu ena madhi una kena wase tini gandua ruso ngoal ruso bergadiwa kena tol sobu ndula ko mai bia ku kem ndu bando sa ola ni dolata ola ni dolata ola ni dolata eso sa ola ni dolata sa andreke so sa andreke andreke sa yara so sa yara yara sa biu ge katu ko tisu ndula ko mai bia come on to me all of you are tired of carrying heavy load and I'll give peace to your soul ka ko ndula ko mai bia ku kem ndu bando sa ola ni dolata ni dolola bibi au na pagale ku kem ndu hallelujah. Doctor Vicky mdo na nungu ibua. Emeni. Ni sarao rao na nungu ibua ngai mamanda na nungu idola dola.
Hallelujah.
Yano be sureti uo sibi ndondua. Ke tutu na be sureti. Ngoi ndo na be sureti ni. Uo sibi ndondua. And every time the program 10:30, every Sunday morning, it's about God of our nation. And this God is calling everyone. We think that money will solve our problem. We think that education will solve our problem. We think that achieving or maybe going overseas or whatever we do, it's good, but will not solve your problem. Because the Bible says that life is in the word.
Amen.
Kami kan wal tamuni sambula bosa di kalau ka kau kau ka ngata sara ka muzunga na iselu wa umbatirua meswaka kawasia meswaka kawasia kami mbali ezuruma ngai waka takila meswaka ngai wasia ezuruma ngai waka takila mai na kakusika nikla
emeni
emeni mena hera talanga na ngona mena nanduri mata ikwaya kendara rebe ikwaya kasika talanga nindula ka kendara rabuni takarawa the solution to every problem that we have.
Amen.
Whether it's a physical, whether it's a spiritual, or whether it's a mental, the answer is in the word of God. And that's why we encourage everyone. We encourage every church goers. We encourage every senior pastors. Vagaunge titiko na bisongo songolo tuba Kristo. Endo na kamusite utiko na lotuba Kristo. But we can't see Christ in the Christian life. We're supposed to see Christ in the Christianity.
Amen.
And it's a big challenge.
kembaleni bishure tetiko na kalo dola ko mai biao mai tolo ko mai mai ko elenga ko enera ko matamboko ko matareba ko eta putu biao ko endam de bois ka ko lame lo ko tolo ko mai ni lo ko tolo ko mai ko ba gandu na e ola ni zolata na izolo mbimbi kalim be kada timu kalim na lube mu ndwe mosbiko ndwe mola kabiko ngai na numati ko kali tiko na kalo se kali tiko se kali tiko e kali tiko ko ya en mataka ni sigani ko menda lo ko mai bi ko ya en mataka ni sigani da mai ngarabi ko ba ya lo ko ngai dina kauta mai na numundu izolo zola kele na kani volta mu ni sando na numi kenda na kalo en sigani da ni ko ni ko mbere ni mbimbi moy bale before you leave your home God knows exactly what you go through. Every word that departs from your lips, from your mouth, or even from in your heart, God already knew everything that you are going through. So feel free and open up. Don't mask yourself. You're wearing a mask, but don't mask yourself when you come to God. Because it's God knows everything that you're going through. God knows the pain that you go through. God knows the problem that you're going through. God knows the mountain that you are climbing. Some of us, we just starting, some of us in the midway, some of us we even try to reach the top, and God knows every problem that we are going through, and that's why he said come unto me, because he alone knows the plan he has for us, the plan to prosper us and never to harm us, and to give us a future that we hope for. The Bible verse of Jeremiah 29:11 is so easy for us to say, it's easy for us to talk about it, it's easy for us to start with our testimony or to share with somebody. But if you can only know the power that God created you in your mother's womb and designed you and put everything in you. So whatever you go through in life, whether you come from Lau, you come from Naikasiri, you come from Nandi, you come from Lamasa, you come from Bua, God knows everything that you'll face in life. You have the energy and the power and the authority because of Jesus who has strengthened us. The Bible says the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that you have. Don't you know that you have the power of God in you, given by God because of the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. We want to encourage you this wonderful morning because of the problem, because of the situation that you're going through. And sometimes it was done by your forefathers, or maybe your neighbors, or maybe your spouse, or maybe somebody else. But because God lives, because Christ lives, you can face your tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Everyone sitting here this morning, and those that are watching on television, and those that are watching on Facebook, every one of us, we are going through trials and temptation. The mountains that we go through. And sometimes you feel lonely. Sometimes you feel that nobody knows what you're going through. But know today, the Bible says, come unto me, all of you are tired of carrying heavy loads. I'll give rest to your soul. Take my yoke and put it on you, because my load is light. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we want to challenge life today. And Jesus said, can I have a water? Can you give me a glass of water? And this woman complaining, you know, a lot of about seven spirits came out from her. Her words alone shows the spirit inside. If you only know the love of God and the one that is speaking to you, you will ask him of water.
Amen.
If only Christians know the Christ that we serve.
Amen.
Sit down. He's spoke to the wave, sit down, and speak to the wind, shut up.
Hallelujah.
And the disciple asked among themselves, who is this man? Even the wind and the waves listen to his voice. They don't know this was the voice in Genesis chapter 1. And the word of God says, there be light and shall be light. Digo ndambe tukunikuwa iko kote tikumaina no mulenga iko kote tikumaina with all dollar iko lakusha to right place at the right time with the right word. Oh hallelujah, slap your high five manda bika toka samge kabi kwa tiko donu ngona ngonu wasa donu amen niko tiko nala wasa nala nala niko tiko donu wasa donu 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 sam donu melo malangi ngai donu iko sin donu mai mulu donu melo malangi donu iko. Because we are living in a life, everything that happened in the spiritual will be manifested in the physical. So whatever is manifested in the physical, that is exactly what is happening in the spiritual.
Amen.
So that's why, children of God, you have the authority to bind every curses, every process in the spiritual realm. When you bind that, and that is God authority that allows you to walk manifested in the physical.
Isaiah 55:8-9, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways. As high as the heavens above the earth are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Sabe que anda el barrón tu comenicua, dona camayado, e mi tuba cando talikina no mumbula. Sona kai kona kita, sona kai va katalaka.
Yo.
Sona kai kwa kai kwa sandi turum be kaniado, e saiado. E ni kwa me rongo tu kanando me ni klo miko, na no 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 ma, e tu intu me na no mo na no. Na ve kai kwa no me ni bina ka viko, e tu intu me na kai no mo kwa ni bina ka viko. Yenda na railo malangi na sengi rede na kani na vadava. Ge kau kwa viko pati ke yao. Mevakana yawa ni loma langi menandele ni vurubura. Sabaka kina, nanogu na numa, kina numu na numa. Maybe you listen today and you say to yourself, you've never forgiven yourself. Why? Whatever it is, maybe you got hurt, maybe your parents went their separate way. I was actually sharing yesterday on the family table talk. I remember all those Sundays. The via kabi kia di singatambu, notamangu kwa ituranga di bakitawa. Via kabi ni singatambu, enayaya ni tiko na tinangu. Naneto vale senga kena na lounge open space but it's gonna neto store kito na nondo nda miti kito na chuna katumbi ni store we singa tambo enayaya ni na neto store na tinago na mavaro tiki kito na vima dawa kito na ndandabo kito kito na yeto na langser langa po loto vita la noa. There was a moment that we always talk with our parents about our future, story after story, every Sunday, and we always call it the Baba Cow night. Ngoni ni nito ngunu timba mbakao. Langono susubeki chukumikina, my father wanted me to be a doctor. Kitu lelima, I was the youngest. I'm sharing my story because you may be, you know, you can relate to what I'm saying. Things that you have planned didn't work out. But always remember, he still has the best for you. His thoughts is still the best for you. Gendoba ta singa tabu maya ke to nda mitiko. O sare bena ta mangu mela to wala ka sare bena ta mangu na bingo ne kete ke to nda ba langa sare to nda polo to nda ba tunga se ta mangu. Ge buki mena ta mangu na nda mitiko ko sa buki me biao. Da bo buki ta mo ka kanga ko biao cheli wai. I forgot that our kitchen has tap water inside the house. We have an outside tap for our farm. I ran out to go and get that water. Just in time to give it to my father. I'll never forget his face. There are moments of your life, like what Gasile was sharing this morning on about power in the word. At least you're going to buy roti keko. One day my mom is not going to be here. One day my dad is not going to be here. But when it's so sudden, you're not prepared. I wasn't. Farm 3 at Jasper Williams High School. That day I will never forget. It changed my whole life. The dream that I used to talk about with my father to be a doctor, that dream was killed that night. Onanga
Under Jeremiah 29:11, I alone know the plans I have for you, to prosper, never to harm, to prosper, never to harm, to prosper, never to harm. Hallelujah. That's him. He's telling you. Because his ways are higher. Maybe you raise your hand. Lord, while we bless you, God, come with me, kid. Yes, can we come with me, kid? Who another come with me? You're gonna turn over the club. My husband, you took my husband, you took my wife for that benefit. Yes, we can't ever come out here. We can't ever matter about it. You can say, "Tiko mati kana no matter about it." Make the decision now and worship Him in truth and in spirit.
Hallelujah.
Don't allow a 10-wheeler. Don't allow a trunk. Don't allow COVID for you to realize the precious value of your family and life. Hallelujah.
The Bible says, I alone knows the plan I have for you. I alone. He's speaking to Jeremiah to tell the Israelites that they were in Zion. They forgot everything in Zion.
Hallelujah.
So he took them to Babylon as slave.
Amen.
They were slave. Children of God, yes. They subject to Nebuchadnezzar. And they were complaining. They start to worship God. They start to go down to the rivers of Babylon, and they start to worship from there. When they were in Jerusalem, they never worshiped God. Saratangi tigo may Babyloni, and anon rabaka saurarata gitigo, sangay kaina kalo, Jeremiah, kaibina, hausa kilana nungu na numa membaletira. Nona tigo ika, nona tangi tigo ika, nona warula gitigo ika, waya ukila tigo na nungu na numa. So whenever you go through this life, regardless what the life throw at you,
amen,
that is the formula or the equation that God wants us to go through to make us better.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, slap your neighbor and tell your neighbor, man, to make me better.
Yo, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Kago wako ya usakila. Usakila na nungu na numa. Membo leti kemdo sanga tali no ikila o yiko tigo na numi tuba tuba na rumo da tigo nikuwa na ta o kira irandini pa uti manda numi tala na membo leta na wa yiko kuta ni bina muta na una sarivi kumekina. What happened? Because I believe those moments will never go out of your mind.
Yes. When he actually grabbed the glass of water, he just sipped once. You receive information. You hear all those stories when he's dying. And it may be you. You may be listening today. There are things you ask yourself, I could have done that. I should have done that. Or maybe somebody passed on because was not vaccinated. You're listening today. And you're crying in your heart asking your husband or your wife, please be vaccinated. Stay with us. Please don't leave us. No matter, regardless of what you think, that is just God's plan. You may say, to take away my father. I look back, I didn't understand God then. I don't drink. I don't go to parties like a normal young girl would be. I worked alone at the Regent of Fiji Hotel, traveling all the way from Lotoka to Nandi. Have access, go past hotels, what the world offers. I was never tempted. The only thing that was placed in my heart after I lost my dad was to look for this God, if there is anything else apart from the God that I serve through the church with my father. I was so hungry to find out more about this God with that question, why did you take my father? The deeper I search for God, I learned how to tithe when I'm only 14 years old. When I was only 14, I heard from the Assemblies of God to a church. I began to